For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning. Yes, it's Monday, and we're excited you're listening. We're excited that we've been able to communicate with quite a few of you, even through the weekend. Thank you so much for your emails and your comments. We so appreciate it, and boy, I'm kind of hesitating because I have so much I want to get through in teaching, especially now and as we come upon our Mirror 8 conference. The emails are already coming in, quite a few from parents regarding their young daughters. And yes, 12 to 18 years old, my daughter will be speaking to the 12 to 18 year old girls on June the 15th from 6 o'clock to 7, and then we will all come together at 7 o'clock for a women's conference, all ages, where I will be teaching. And the theme this year is called Determined. And if you've endeavored in anything, my brothers and sisters, won't you agree? You've got to be determined to see that thing through. So we're going to come, and I'm just coming out of all kinds of scriptures, and I love when Paul says, my determined purpose is to know him. It will be that as our foundation. You've got to know God and know the power that's been given to you in Christ in order to fulfill what God's called you to do on the earth. And then, of course, one of my favorites is Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? It's going to be a fabulous night. We want you to come. It is free. Registration is free. I've got givers. Thank God for generous people and businesses. We're almost paid in full going into that conference. And it's an expensive conference, you know, for us. I mean, you know, by the time you pay everything you got to pay to get that thing off the ground. But God's good and you are good for donating. We thank you. Many of you listen to us and you've been sending in your finances for the conference. We are thrilled. I believe you are going to come and be majorly blessed, but more importantly, not just to get a little cheerleading session, you're going to get equipped to continue on, equipped that though it's going to cost something to fulfill the call in your life, you will realize you've been given the tools. You have everything that heaven can offer, including Jesus himself, to fulfill what you're called to do. So you come and join us that night. What I'm going to do this week, this is a critical teaching called Spiritual Identity. And I can only hit the highlights through this 4-minute everyday radio broadcast. But my brother, and I have this in DVD form with notes. This was taught during Mirror 6 2 years ago. And if I just recommend it. I don't care what age you are. I don't care what gender you are. You've got to realize your identity is much more than your nationality or, you know, what the teacher said you are in fourth grade or what your dad called you or I don't know, you know. There's a spiritual identity that once you belong to Jesus Christ, everything is that is yours. And this is what I want to elaborate on all week. So you join me all week for spiritual identity. Amen. Talk to you tomorrow.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.